Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 142, My Mind Holds Only What I Think with God, a review of Lesson 123, I Thank My Father for His Gifts to Me, and 124, Let Me Remember I Am One with God. This is crucial that we remember our oneness with God. Whenever we forget, this is where all pain and suffering begins. We want to remember our oneness because in that oneness, we recognize that all power dwells within us. We recognize there is no power outside of us. Every time we even use the statement, I am one with God, we are declaring our choice and our alignment and our commitment to what is true. And then what is true can show us what needs to happen so that our situation can resolve peacefully and completely. We also want to remember our gratitude for all the gifts that God has given. You may not be aware of those gifts. Perhaps you feel like you have not been given gifts. But what we are taught through A Course in Miracles is what God has given has already been given. It actually has already been received by us. But somewhere in our mind, we have forgotten the gifts that have truly been given. And as we remember the truth that is within us, we go back to remembering and claiming the gifts that are rightfully ours. We are entitled to miracles. We are entitled to have all the gifts that have already been given and to know a life that is filled with happiness and abundance and peace. If you're not experiencing these things today, it simply means that you have a misperception, and that misperception needs to be healed by your higher consciousness. Today, let us be thankful for the gifts our Father has given us, even if we have not seen them. Let us be open to them today, that they may be given and received. Let us also remember we are one with God, for in this one statement we are invulnerable to this world and to anything of this world. Today let us stand together in celebration of who we are and the power that dwells within us. Today let us offer all situations, all challenges, let them be turned over to the Holy Spirit to be undone at the level of the misperception. That all of our thoughts could be healed and we could now experience the peace that God has willed for us since time began.